Next, we spoke about it at the very start of the show. A live stream portal between Dublin and New York was temporarily shut down after inappropriate behaviour from the Irish side. Thousands had visited the two-way portal, which allowed people on either side to see and interact with each other. However, there had been a handful of what Dublin City Council described as inappropriate events, including, well, videos on social media showing people on the Irish side flashing their body parts, as if anybody needs to see that, and displaying images of 9/11 and swear words on phone screens. A woman was also escorted away by Gardaí after being seen grinding against the portal. How lovely. In a statement issued yesterday evening, a spokesperson for Dublin City Council said technical solutions to address this are being implemented in the next 24 hours. Well, I'm joined on the line by Dingle restaurateur, owner of Lord Baker's and publican and great promoter of tourism in West Kerry and indeed for the county as a whole, John Moriarty. John, good morning to you and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today show this morning. First of all, could I ask you, do you think the same thing would happen here if the portal was in Kerry?
Well, good morning to you. I don't think so. I think we're living in the age here in Dingle, and I think, you know, we're the closest point to America, and I think to be treated with great respect, and it would be, as you know, it's only a visual link up with New York, and I happened to listen to Red Hearty when he covered the story there last week, and I thought it was overall a good idea for this visual link up with New York, and it's been practiced in other parts of the world as well. So I thought that, yes, now since it's gone into difficulties with the rude behaviour and the outrageous counterproductive stuff that's going on in Dublin, I thought it would be a great idea maybe if we said, well, we have the location for it.
So you'd love to see it coming to Dingle, I'm sure.
I'm sure nobody would turn it away if they got a direct visual link up with New York, because we get so many Americans every day of the week here in Dingle, and we're on the edge, we're very close. And I think, you know, the ideal location for such a linkage, and it's if properly monitored and controlled, I'm sure, especially late at night, I think there'd be no problem if you close it out at certain times and only use it during good peak times.
But this, and we have to be fair, it was only a small minority that was, you know, behaving in such a stupid and in some ways a very nasty ways. Flashing images of 9/11 was absolutely scurrilous. The vast majority of people from the Irish side of the portal in Dublin, they used it appropriately to promote culture, to promote friendship, to be welcoming. How can you be absolutely sure that people wouldn't be flashing their bits and bobs if such a portal were opened in Dingle?
Well, I think, you know, that Dingle is well established as a great friendly location, especially for American tourism. We're very, very good at what we do here. We've proven that internationally over 50 years. And I think it would be an idyllic location in the pier where near the marina, where you have spectacular setting. And it would be, you know, well respected all around, because we've been through a lot of great stories here in Dingle, from the dolphin right back to Ryan's daughter. And I think it would be perfect for us. We'd handle it well, and there'd be none of that rudeness and that outrageous behaviour that you can get big cities.
Do you think this will damage Ireland's reputation in New York? I think in particular just the kind of the crassness and the cruelty of showing images from 9/11. Do you think that'll damage Ireland's reputation among New Yorkers?
Well, I think, first of all, it's outrageous. And number two, it won't enhance our image. I think it's terrible that there should be that kind of visual display. It's just unacceptable, number one. And number two, we are so dependent in tourism in Ireland, and we are getting such a great American market here in Ireland over many years, that this stuff is outrageous. And it would be counterproductive, I think, if it's not brought into control in Dublin.
Now, I doubt if any sort of political ideology was behind people's decisions to behave so inappropriately in terms of exposing their body parts and showing images of 9/11 and the Twin Towers collapsing. But is it a sign, maybe, among some, that there's a creeping anti-Americanism?
Well, of course, that could be part of it. But I think it mostly happens late at evening time when the pubs and the hostels close down. But I think, again, that's something they'll have to monitor it very closely in Dublin. And I think they have to consider what time is the best to use this visual portal. I think it's only visual, and it's just simply not acceptable that this rude behaviour is reflected across to New York. It's very bad for our image in Ireland and from our capital city, especially. Like,
and all this about the portal in Dublin has opened up discussions about visible Garda policing in the capital and so on. How can you be sure that it wouldn't happen, say, in Dingle? I mean, would it mean that you would have to have Gardaí visible on the beat continuously going up and down the stretch where such a portal would be placed?
Well, I don't really know, because I'm not in touch with opinion here in Dingle, but I'm only just making the point that I think a location like that, Dingle Pier near the marina, would be a great link up for us to further enhance our tourist image. And as well as that, I think there'd be no problem. I find that our town behaves very well. We have a very peaceful setting here in the Dingle Peninsula, and it's benefiting us hugely from a tourism point of view, because the amount of Americans, and especially from New York, that are coming at the moment now, and it's only mid-May, is remarkable, and they are really enjoying the beauty, and they're enjoying the gastronomy, and they're enjoying the great welcome they get when they come to Dingle Peninsula.
I think to be an
addition that we could handle very well.
Do you think some of us in Ireland, we take for granted American tourists a bit too much? That they'll always find us cute and charming and quirky, and some of the people maybe who were twerking or showing their bottoms were like, oh, the Americans will just say they're the funny Irish who are having the crack, quite literally, in this instance.
Well, perhaps some will come up with that opinion. But I honestly think that the kind of quality customers are coming to Ireland from America, and they seek out places like Kerry and Galway and all that. I think that there's a remarkable relationship which has been built up over the years, over the decades, and it'll always stand well. But that behaviour in Dublin from our capital city is so wrong, with the Twin Towers, etc. It's really poor thinking. It's just very bad for us, and I think Dublin Corporation will have to do something about it, and I think they will have corrected it before tomorrow or the day after.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. We've been talking to John Moriarty of Lord Baker's in Dingle, a great promoter of tourism in West Kerry and for the town as well of Dingle over many, many years, giving his views on that portal, extraordinary portal story. And he says he'd love if the portal were brought to Dingle instead, and that the people of Dingle, Danganycoosh, would make sure that it would be treated with respect.